Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm here today with David Kakish. He is the CEO of RIA Workspace, and we're going to talk about sharing files on the Microsoft platform. And so, David, this is a common question you guys get. Can you tell us why a lot of RIAs are struggling with this?
Yeah, sure. Well, welcome, Carla. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome the listener. And we work with a lot of RIAs. And the really big problem that we see is a lot of the RIAs, before we start working with them, are using the Microsoft platform, but they're not really leveraging that platform at all. And almost always they're using a third-party tool instead of what's already included in their Microsoft subscription. For uploading a secure document, you know, for example, Citrix ShareFile, Box.com, Dropbox, et cetera. Why they've done that in the past was because historically it was really hard to share documents using the Microsoft platform. It was cumbersome. It was a pain in the butt. Their clients didn't like that, but that's really changed. And I would say over 80% of RIAs don't know about this and they're not using that. And that's what we're trying to do. And the tools can be really confusing. So what I want to talk about today is, look, historically, there was always a problem with sharing documents securely and easily using the Microsoft platform. Historically, a lot of RIAs went out and got a third-party tool. You don't have to do that anymore, and that's what we're going to talk about. And really, maybe I'll break it into two high-level ways in which documents can securely be shared. So again, let's just pretend you're an RIA with 10 employees, and you have your own clients. Well, Microsoft has that as part of SharePoint or even as part of OneDrive, you know, part of their file folder system. It's very easy. You can put at the bottom of your email to upload a secure document, click here, and then there's a link. And when I click on that link, it'll ask me for my first name, last name, and then I can easily upload a W-2 or a tax document or anything. And then me as a client of your RIA, you know, I upload it. It's fantastic. I'm going to get an email as an RIA saying, hey, Adam Smith uploaded a document. Go ahead and check that out. And what I love about this solution, it's fully integrated with the file folder system that you already have. So that's one way, and vast majority of our clients, that's what they're using. So you don't need a third-party tool. The other way that is commonly used is where you can securely share a folder with a partner company. Think of like a CPA firm that maybe you work a lot with, or even a lawyer. But let's just go with a CPA firm. So let's just say you're an RIA, you work with another CPA firm, you have a lot of clients that you share back and forth. Rather than sending things back and forth all the time, you'll create a folder called, you know, Adam Smith's CPA firm, and then you put the documents there, and then you give that CPA firm access securely to that folder. Very easy. You can lock it down. You can prevent them from downloading. You can assign a password. You can put an expiration date. It's pretty simple, but it's also very advanced if you really want to lock down the access. And so those are kind of the two common ways that's used. And then also, if you've got a pretty big client or maybe an institutional client and there's just a lot of back and forth going, you can do the exact same thing. You can say, you know, Adam Smith is a client of mine. I'm going to create this folder. And then Adam Smith and I as an RIA, we can easily upload and download documents in that shared file folder structure. And again, restrict it, you know, to that client.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think it sounds like it's easy to use, but I can imagine you get lots of questions about security and who can and can't access those files or those folders when you're sharing them. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And that's something that people are very concerned about. Well, and sadly, a lot of times, if they're using something like Dropbox or Citrix ShareFile or something like that, they have a false sense of security thinking that, hey, that's really locked down. And more often than not, that's not the case. The way that we set it up for our clients is that there are some internal folders that are completely locked down. You can't share that with anybody in the outside world. And then there's some folders that's, you know, let's just kind of keep it simple. It'll say dash external, right? That could be shared with somebody outside, but only me as a CCO or the owner of the company or, you know, whatever title that is. Only me as a CCO can I assign shared access. And what's beautiful about that is I can restrict access to only Carla or somebody with a specific, you know, domain email or something like that. So what I love about this solution is it's very secure because all the internal folders cannot be shared. And then the external folders could be really locked down. So for example, Carla, let's just say, you know, my RIA does a lot of tax paperwork with your CPA firm. It's very easy for me to lock it down and say only Carla can access this and here's the password. And oh, by the way, Carla, you can't even download this. You can view these documents, right? So yeah, that's one of the really nice things. It's pretty simple and intuitive. To really lock it down. And that's, you know, that's a big concern that a lot of people have.
Right. So you can really limit it to who can actually access that file or that folder, and then also what they can do once they're there.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the one thing I like is you can even set up an expiration date, right? So sometimes I'll send something and I know I forget. So I'm like, hey, listen, this link's going to be good for 2 weeks or, you know, till the end of the month. So yeah, very, very convenient.
Yeah. Sounds great. And is this SEC compliant?
SEC and FINRA compliant. Absolutely.
Great. Okay. Because I'm sure you get asked that a lot.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's the big deal, right? And again, this is not like a third-party tool or anything. This is sitting on the Microsoft platform in your Microsoft tenant, and it integrates really well with your current file folder structure, especially if you're already using Microsoft.
Right. And so do you get notified if you send a link to someone to share a file, for example? Would you get notified if that person's accessed that file or downloaded it?
Where the notification, so there's an audit trail for a lot of things if you want to go in and you want to see that. But where I get notified is when somebody uploads a document. So let's just say, you know, Carla uploaded a document. I'm going to get an email within 5 minutes that, hey, Carla uploaded this document. So it's a nice way for me to say, oh, okay, maybe Carla forgot to email me or she was busy. I get notified that there's a, you know, that she uploaded a document. I can proactively go grab that document, look at it, and then move it to that specific client folder.
Right. And so how easy is it for that person once they get that link to actually access those folders? Is it just as simple as clicking a link like you would if you were clicking a link to a website?
Yeah, that's a big question that we get, right? Because a lot of RIAs will work with people that aren't tech savvy. And the assumption is, well, you know, everybody should know tech. But, you know, as we all know, a lot of people that are wealthy aren't necessarily tech savvy and are older. And so this is very intuitive, right? This is, and we'll have a separate demo for it. But I click on the link, I can, you know, I can easily say, hey, what do you want to upload? And then I just put my first name, last name, upload, done, right? Very simple, very intuitive. Nobody really has any complexity with that at all.
Right. And so you had mentioned before that some RIAs aren't aware that Microsoft actually has this as an option. And so they are using other tools, and this can fully replace those tools, I assume, then.
Absolutely. And they're using these third-party tools, rightfully so, because over the years, it was kind of difficult and clunky to leverage Microsoft for that. So something like a Citrix share file made a lot of sense, or Dropbox, because you wanted an easy way for your clients, your RIA clients, to securely upload documents. You don't need to do that anymore. And that's part of what we're doing, is just educating clients and prospects and really anybody that's in the RIA industry that you don't need to pay for a third-party tool. This is already part of your Microsoft subscription, and I would argue is even better than those third-party tools.
Well, yeah, and you're streamlining things, and you're also, if you're familiar already with the folder structure for Microsoft, then it sounds like it just makes a lot more sense and it's easier to use.
Yeah. So a lot of, that's another good point, Carla. So case in point, a lot of people are using like the Microsoft file folder structure, and then they're using Citrix share file. It really could be anything, but now it's like you're managing two different file folder structures and it gets kind of confusing. Once you leverage Microsoft for this, it's fantastic, because then it's within the same integrated file folder structure that you have. It's not like another parallel system that you need to, you know, go in and look at and manage.
Yeah, it sounds like a great solution. So can you just talk really quickly about how easy it is to sort of make a move from, for example, a Citrix or a Dropbox to using Microsoft? Is that an easy transition, or is it difficult? And is there any downtime involved or anything like that?
Yeah. So the way that most of our clients are doing this is what happened. We set them up with the Microsoft way to actually go ahead and share these files. You know, again, to upload a secure document, click here. Or again, if you have a partner CPA firm and you want to have a shared file folder structure with them, you can have that. Most of our clients, we set them up with it, they get comfortable with it, and then they stop paying for the third-party tool. The only exception would be is if somebody has like a really sophisticated workflow inside of something like Citrix ShareFile, then it needs to, you know, we need to give it a little bit more thought and things like that. But again, 9 out of 10 times, we're setting them up to go ahead and use the Microsoft platform to securely share files. They get comfortable with it, and then they stop paying for those third-party tools.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a great solution.
It is. And again, we're not Microsoft. We're a Microsoft partner. And we're you know, for the most part, we're vendor agnostic, right? We're basically saying, hey, look, you're already paying for this subscription. You might as well maximize that. And we want to make sure that you know about that. And so that's really the objective of what we're trying to do with this session.
That sounds great. And so anything else you wanted to let everybody know?
I'll add one last thing and then we can go ahead and wrap it up. But you know, I'm talking about to upload a secure document, click here. People kind of understand that because a lot of people are using third-party tools, but it goes beyond that where you can also share files and folders with a CPA firm that you might be partnered with or even a client. And so those are kind of the big two core things, but also some of the other things that are included, and we'll have a separate session and we'll talk about that, is email encryption and data loss prevention. And email encryption is basically very easy because, you know, you can basically set it up and you can click on, you know, an encrypt button and you don't need to pay for a third-party tool. And then data loss prevention is basically saying, hey, if I work for your RIA and I send out an email with an account number or a social security number, it can automatically detect it, encrypt it, send it out, and at the same time notify the chief compliance officer. So again, what I really want to focus on, there's a lot of other things that you can do, but for the purposes of what we talked about, to upload a secure document, click here, and then the shared file folder structure, that's something that you can do with a client or with the tax company. But ultimately have a file folder structure that's completely locked down within your RIA. And so on that, we can go ahead and wrap it up. And if you want to do it on your own, you're welcome to do that. I hope this helps. If you'd like to get some help with that, go to our website, contact us, and we're happy to help you.
Great. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Carlo.